With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing the UN General Assembly this morning. He says it's been a tough year for Israel's enemies.
Half the Houthi leadership in Yemen, gone. Yahya Sinwar in Gaza, gone. Hassan Nasrallah in Lebanon, gone. The Assad regime in Syria, gone. Those militias in Iraq, well, they're still deterred. And their leaders, if they attack Israel, will also be gone. And for Iran's top military commanders and its top atomic bomb scientists, well, they're gone too.
Prior to Netanyahu's speech, delegates from several nations walked out. Erica Kirk, the widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio today. Kirk will appear on her late husband's Salem Radio Network talk show beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today, heard on many of these same stations. Speaker Mike Johnson is flipping the script on Democrat leaders with a staunch warning against a government shutdown. We get more details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a memo earlier this week highlighting past year's comments by Senate Democrats warning of the pitfalls of a government shutdown. Johnson wrote, quote, "Senate Democrats who used to warn that shutdowns would hurt seniors, veterans, and working families are now threatening to force one unless Congress repeals a working families tax cut, restores taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, and sends $500 million to leftist news outlets, among other partisan spending demands." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stocks are booming on Wall Street. The Dow's up 288 points. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to new research by Professor Amy Adams-Sizek of City University in New York. Young American women in conservative Protestant churches are about half as likely to say they have aborted a baby. This is SRN News. A Texas man has been executed for killing his girlfriend's child in 2008.
Blaine Malam was put to death Thursday by lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was condemned for the murder of 13-month-old Amora Carson. Prosecutors say Malam savagely beat and strangled the little girl in a, quote, exorcism to expel a demon from the child's body. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says foreign manufacturers of furniture and cabinetry were flooding the U.S. with their products and that tariffs must be applied as a result. He says it's for national security. He announced import taxes of 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture. He says foreign-made heavy trucks and parts are also hurting domestic producers. More on these stories at srnnews.com.